a little public service announcement. You're going to get tired hearing us talk about the amount of insects and weeds that this mild winter we've had and this wet winter is going to be bringing to Arizona. People are going to start thinking that they're back to wherever they came from and in a much wetter climate once these all break out. But Bonides, the all-season oil spray, will take care of insects no matter what stage of their life they're in. They'll kill last year's leftover eggs. And if you apply it now and keep applying it, it'll take care and eliminate that entire cycle on your fruits and vegetables. So if you've got a bad garden takeover in your vegetable, this all-season spray oil is organic and can go straight onto any of your vegetables and edibles. You can use it on fruit trees, shrubs, and your ornamentals. You can apply it on everything. So it's not just something you can apply. It's just for the garden. You've got to have something separate for the rest. But it's completely natural. Bonide products are family made in America, and you can get them all over the state, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Treeland in Mesa, and Violas in Flagstaff.
I wonder if a drop or two of it in my V8 would kill the fly eggs.
Or dust it on top of your Cricket bar?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that at a meeting. As a matter of fact, you posted a picture of where I was in Facebook.
Inn.
Oh, I was going to say let people guess, and that's how we'd give the sun tickets away.
It's already got a sign right on it.
Oh, does it? Okay.
It would be a pretty easy contest.
Oh, okay, because we got some Suns tickets to give away here to the Sacramento Kings March 25th, as well as the Oklahoma City Thunder March 29th, and some Coyote tickets as well. But let's see if we can get to the calls here. We have Shelly calling from Globe. We don't get a lot of calls from Globe. Let's see if we can bring her into the conversation, see in what way we might be able to help her this morning, get her weekend started just perfect. Morning, Shelly.
Good morning. I've got a question about my bathroom. I have a tub in there right now that's a 60 by 40, and I want to take that out and replace it with a shower. So I found a shower base that's 60 by 42.
Okay.
But I don't know what to do with the walls because, you know, none of those walls are that wide. Besides tile, I'm not able to do tile.
Okay. How about sheets of cultured marble? Cultured marble. You can order them any size you want, and they simply just mastic adhere to the sheetrock, and then you don't have all the grout joints to fool with and mess with.
And clean.
Wow. What is it? Did you say cultured marble?
Cultured marble. That's right.
Okay. How do I get that?
Oh, you know, I would in Globe. I'd have to do a little research. We may have to have you order it. I know a builder in Globe. I could call him and find out when he does install his cultured marble, does he get it? But may have to come down into Mesa. Mesa Laminates would be one place that would have it. L&M would be another one. But they'll just pour it out and make it any size you want, and then, you know, you'll need to pick it up. You have it's fairly heavy. A sheet that's, you know, 40 inches wide and 84 inches tall, would you have somebody that could help you get that off the truck and move it in the house and glue it in place?
I could find somebody, I would hope.
Okay. And then you'll need, you know, a drill and a hole saw to be able to cut around the plumbing fixtures that come in, and you'll have to bring the plumbing fixtures through the cultured marble and put new trim pieces on top of that, and you'll be all set.
Right, and how is that a real expensive way to go? Marble's pretty expensive, right?
Well, this is a cultured marble. This is a manufactured stone that we make like with cement and stuff, and we just pour it out into these forms, and it just makes big sheets of this stuff about 5/8 of an inch thick, and, you know, it'll last forever, Shelly. It's really a pretty economical way to go.
Wow. Okay. And that was Mesa Laminate? Is that what you said?
Yeah. We've got your name and number. Like I say, I've got a remodeling buddy that operates up in the Globe area, and I'll give him a call and see who he uses right there in town, and we'll get you set up with the right person.
Wow. Cool. Okay. That sounds good.
Shelly, thanks for calling. Like I say, we don't get a lot of calls from Globe. Jennifer, you and I we're in Globe here in about another month.
Yep.
Up at Dream Manor Inn, we're going to go do our little archaeological hike back into our secret little spot with some good friends. It'll be a good hike. Be a good trip. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a pretty drive out there. I just like it up there.
Yeah. You know, there's something else going on.
Before we get on to, are you going to your interview?
I am.
Before we get there, let me just hit some highlights going on here. I had mentioned going to the end of the break. Derek was DJ. He was going to set up for the 70-year anniversary of the Van Kolm en Bergs. I'd eat some sauerkraut before I could pronounce that correctly.
Van Kolm en Bergs?
Van Kolm en Bergs.
70th anniversary.
Congratulations from Rosie on the House.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Fernando couldn't hold. He had some concrete repair questions. He's a 5-year Navy Corps Marine vet, and they were going out to their secret shooting spot to practice their mile-plus accuracy and
oh,
zoning. But we got his email. We're going to email him, but it says just a hoo-ah out there to all of his Marines. And then Jeannie O, a very spirited lady from Avondale, calls and says you should just talk about people, places, and things in the 7 o'clock hour because it promotes tourism.
All right.
So I have to believe she's talking about people, places, and things in Arizona.
All right. Well, you never run out of those kinds of topics. And as a matter of fact, the fellow I would like to bring into the conversation right now, Matt Eberhardt, he is the Off-Highway Vehicle Safety Education Coordinator for Arizona Game and Fish Department. And he's got a couple activities coming up through the course of the next 6 or 7 months. Jamborees, ATV jamborees that we're going to talk about. But Matt, welcome. Thanks for joining us here this Saturday morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, talk about something going on in the state. Talk about what y'all got going on next weekend.
Next weekend, we have our Arizona Game and Fish Department's Outdoor Expo. And there is just about anything you could imagine outdoors we're going to have available. We're going to have shooting sports. We're going to have paddling. Kids can try kayaking, fishing. We have an OHV demo track this year. Sponsored by Arctic Cat. They're going to come out and demo some of their machines.
Nice.
So, I mean, we have all kinds of activities. Watchable wildlife. The event is free. It's free parking, free admission. On Saturday, we go from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, we go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And like I said, I mean, there's just a wide range of things you can see and do. We have mounted shooting. All kinds of awesome stuff to get outdoors and learn more about what the Game and Fish Department does, because our main mission is to manage today's wildlife for tomorrow.
That's so, it is a great family event. Y'all had what last year, like 48 or 49,000 people over the course of the weekend?
We had 49,000 in attendance last year. So
that's huge.
We're really hoping that it grows again this year. There's food vendors on site. There's ATMs. There's first aid, like all that kind of good stuff. So you guys can come out and make a day of it. And we'd love to have, you know, anybody interested in learning more about the outdoors and outdoor activities. We'd love to have you guys come out.
Great way to introduce your kids to the outdoors. If you, by chance, weren't grown up or raised in the outdoors yourself, a great way to expose yourself to that kind of environment, meet some folks that can help encourage you to get out there and enjoy the great state of Arizona. Hey,
let's
talk about your role as the Off-Highway Vehicle Safety Coordinator.
So basically, I started at Expo last year. So it's been, I kind of jumped in with 2 feet, and since then I've been working on developing a youth-based education program that we call Quail Kids, because our logo has the gamble quail. So we kind of ran with Quail Kids, and basically it's designed for kindergarten through 8th grade students, and it teaches them about safety equipment that you should wear when you ride, making sure that you're riding the right size ATV for your age, because we do see a lot of injuries where kids are riding their parents' quads. So that's kind of something that we are trying to educate the public about. And so basically it's just a fun way to get kids involved in learning about riding safety. We have an ATV simulator that we bring out that can simulate riding situations, just to kind of show kids, you know, how quads are and get them more exposed to, you know, the safety aspects of using them.
And y'all are actually bringing this into the school systems, getting it out to kids in the schools.
That's correct. I was with the City of Peoria Parks and Rec for 6.5 years. So when I got this gig with Game and Fish, I reached back out to them and said, hey, you know, I know you guys are always looking for instructors to come out during your summer programs. We'd love to bring this to you guys. So we brought it out to them last summer and piloted it. And so far we've reached, I'd say, over 1,000 kids with the city of Peoria, and now we've started working with the Deer Valley School District as well.
Any school administrators that might be listening this morning, are y'all willing to take that to any school system that expresses an interest?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Any way to help keep the OHV community in Arizona safe, you know, we're there. So
what's Arizona Fishing Game's home website? AZGNF.gov?
Yep, AZGFD.gov.
There's some great information there on that webpage as far as safety videos you can watch, classes that are available, mm-hmm. pamphlets absolutely. That y'all distribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, AZGFD.gov, they're going to have kind of a wide array of everything that we do as a department. And then if you're looking more specifically into getting information about off-highway vehicles, you can do AZGFD.gov/OHV, and that's going to have information on our current helmet hair contest. That's going to have information on registering. We currently have two online providers that provide online education courses that insurance companies will oftentimes give discounts if you've taken an online safety course. So something people can look into.
All right, let's talk about the helmet hair contest for a minute, and then I want to talk about some of these jamborees that are coming up.
Okay. So basically, we've been working hand-in-hand with our enforcement officers that are out in the field, kind of trying to inform the public and make our education programs based on what they're seeing out in the field. So one of the major issues we're seeing right now is low helmet compliance. So we're trying to increase helmet compliance by providing a fun way for folks to win prizes and still ride safely. So we have this Show Us Your Helmet Hair contest. Basically, people submit pictures or videos to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram using hashtags AZ Helmet Hair and AZGFDOHV. Yeah. So they would use those two hashtags when they're posting their photo or video. And then at the end of the month, we flip through and we're able to look through the entries, and then we select a winner or our community partner. Each month is sponsored by a different community partner, and they can win prizes. Like this month, we have the Helmet Center is sponsoring us, and they are providing a helmet and riding goggles, which is about a $350 value. And then every other month, our online providers are alternating, providing a free online class to the winner as well.
Helmet Hair Contest, sponsored by Arizona Game and Fish. That's awesome. You know, we have always been a boating family. We raised all of our kids behind a boat water skiing, but we did end up with a couple of quads. And I'll tell you, one of the best places I like to ride quads in Arizona is over in the White Mountains. And over in Springerville and Sholo, they've got the Arizona ATV Outlaw Trail Jamboree in Springerville. It's in September. Boy, while you're up there, you could visit the Sipe Wildlife Area. You could go up Water Canyon Road. They've got a Jennifer, can you think of a prettier place we've ever quadded?
No, and September should be perfect. You know, a little cooler.
You could just be getting the fall colors. And the trails are so nice.
They're groomed amazingly.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Carol and her friend took turns and just had a blast.
We had a call earlier this morning from Shelley up in Globe. The Gila Monster ATV Jamboree is going to be in Globe. That's April 30th. And, boy, there's some rugged country you could go around Globe. We have not done a lot of quadding there. You've got the Dripping Springs Mountain. You got the Sierra Anchas. You got Montana Mountain. Boy, there's some rugged country there, huh, Matt?
Yeah, I've actually never ridden in Globe. But I'm really looking forward to getting out there and riding and talking to the folks out there. But I can say that the Outlaw Jamboree up there in Springerville is beautiful. I went last year for my first time, and I will be back every year without a doubt. It is incredible up there. So absolutely, yes, get out there, register, ride. It's amazing country up there.
Matt Eberhardt, the Off-Highway Vehicle Safety Education Coordinator for Arizona Game and Fish. Just one more way we would encourage you, the Arizona homeowner, to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. Thank you, Matt.